This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruch haba. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua, Masechta Nedarim, Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Beis. Yesterday, last night, we saw the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds, we do not say Meklal Avata Shemeahin. We do not infer from no, yes, or from yes, no. Rabbi Meir holds, you need to have a Tanai Kafal. You need to spell out both Stadim. Rabbi Meir holds, we do not say Meklal Avata Shemeahin. So now we have a Braisa. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Chulen. This food should be chulen. Ha chulen. The chulen. Ka chulen. Like chulen. Bein she'oichalach, whether you say, what I'm going to eat is chulen. So clearly, if you say, what I'm going to eat is chulen, it would not constitute a neder. Ubein she'loi oichalach, or if you say, what I'm not going to eat is chulen, mutter, it's mutter. If you say, what I'm going to eat is chulen, of course it's mutter, because what's wrong with chulen? If you say, what I'm not going to eat is chulen, the food that I'm not going to eat is chulen, that implies the food that I'm going to eat is a carbon. But that's also not effective, because it's going like Rameyer, who holds, we do not say meklal avat ha-shemehin. Lachulen, she'oichalach, not chulin, what I'm going to eat from you, asur is asur. Now, why would that be? The only way to explain why not chulin that I'm going to eat from you is asur is because it's meklal avat ha-shemeahin. It's not chulin what I'm going to eat from you. It's not chulin, but rather it's a karban. But we just said that it's not Reb Meir. The case of chulin Shaloi oichalach is mutter, because that infers what I'm going to eat as a carbon. So then why not chulin what I'm going to eat from you? Why would that be asr? So we're going to see the Ran says, take that out. Take out that line. Take out the line. La chulin shaloichalach. See the Ran. Tanya, chulin, ha chulin, ka chulin, bein shaloichalach, bein shaloichalach mutter. B'shaloichalach, when you say chulin, what I'm going to eat from you, pshita d'shari, that's obvious that it's mutter, because you're saying what I'm going to eat from you is chulin, uvishaloi oichalach nami, and what I'm not going to eat from you also, nihi d'amar lei, true that he's saying, hamasha oichalach, that which I'm going to eat, lo yehe chulin, should not be chulin, but rather, it should be a carbon, because I say, chulin, what I'm not going to eat from you. But what I'm going to eat from you should not be chulin. But that's still not effective. Why? We establish it like Rameir. He does not hold that we infer from no, yes. Most gersois have this nusach. V'kasha tuva, it's very difficult. Says the Ran, lama asr. Why would not chulin what I'm going to eat from you be asr? The only way to asr it is to say we're going to infer from no, yes. Now the Ran tries something else. The Ran says, well, maybe it's different. Because maybe you only need when you say la chulin. So first you have to interpret it not chulin. And then you have to say bud carbon. But if you say loy chulin, maybe loy chulin means bud carbon. It's not a meklal av atashmehin. Maybe it's more explicit. V'chitema loy tzrichin b'hal meklal av d'kivin d'amar loy chulin al karcha carbon hava. Lessa, it's not true. D'ham yishamachi okimna le'el masnisin d'loy krameir. Because of this, we established the Mishnah not like Rav Meir, because even if the gerus in the Mishnah is loy chulin, it would not be a problem. Even for loy, you need to infer meklal lav atoshemehin. Therefore, there are those who say we're not gerusin at all. Okay. The Braisa continues. La chulin loy oichalach. It's not chulin when I'm not going to eat from you, but rather what I'm not going to eat from you is a carbon mutter, then your food is mutter. The Ran says, Bein bevav, bein beloivav, asi shaper, kamayish nefarsh besamach. Okay. So the Gemara explains, Reisha mani. Who does the Reisha go like? When it says, Chulin, when I'm not, it should be Chulin, when I'm not going to eat from you, but that implies that I'm going to eat from you is a carbon. It's Reb Meir, de lesle meklalav atashmehein. It's Reb Meir, who holds, we don't infer from no, yes. I am a seifa. Tell me the latter case of the brisa. Lachulin loy oichalach, which literally means it should not be chulin when I'm not going to eat from you. Mutter, that's mutter, right? That's the seifa. Lachulin, it should not be chulin when I'm not going to eat from you. It's mutter. But wait a second, Reb Meir, if you're going to say the Bryce says Reb Meir has another trick. You know what Reb Meir's other trick is? V'hatnan, we learned in the Mishnah. La karban loy oichalach. It should not be a karban what I don't eat from you. Meaning what I don't eat from you should be chulin. Reb Meir oiser, Reb Meir asers the food that you're going to eat. Why? If you say it should not be a carbon, what I'm not going to eat from you, that implies what I'm going to eat from you should be a carbon. But that's reliant on Meklal Avat HaShemahein. Why would that be Aser? V'kashalan. We had a question on that Mishnah. Halesle Meklal Avat HaShemahein. Rameir doesn't hold a Meklal Avat HaShemahein. So why would it's not a carbon what I'm not going to eat from you, which implies what I am going to eat from you should be a carbon? Why would that be usher? A mayor does not hold a meklal avat shemehin. V'amar Rab Abba said there's another trick. You see, the words la carbon can mean either it should not be a carbon or la carbon, it should be a carbon. So you'll say, well, even so, why would it be usher? Because then you're saying it should be a carbon, what I'm not going to eat from you. No, Rab Abba, Amar Rab Abba, Nase Ka'oimer, it becomes as if you said, La carbon, it should be a carbon, and therefore, Yehei, it should be, Lefikach Le'oichalach, therefore I'm not going to eat this food. So Rab Meir has a chiddush, that the La could mean not, and it could be is. And since Stam Nadarim Lahachmir, we will interpret it in a way where if the guy's saying something, he's probably trying to make a neder. So we say, La Karban, it should be a Karban, therefore, Lo Yoichalach. So then, here also in the latter part of the Braisa, we should say, La Chulin, which we would interpret to mean, it should not be Chulin, the opposite of what we say by Karban, because Stam Nadarim Lahachmer, let's interpret it, La Chulin, it should not be Chulin, therefore, Lo Yochalach, I'm not going to eat. Hachanami here too, Hachi Kamalei, Lo Yochulin, Lahavi, it should not be Chulin, Lepikach Lo Yochalach. Says Gemara, wait, this Braisa that we say goes like Reb Meir, it's a Tana that holds like Reb Meir regarding not saying Meklal Avat HaShemahein, but not agreeing to Reb Meir's Nase Koimer Lach, that the second statement will define the first statement. By the way, I just want to point out that even in the Gemara's Kasha, where we want to interpret it, Loi Chulin, it should not be Chulin, and therefore, Lo Yoichalach, isn't that relying on Meklal Avat HaShemahein? Because you're saying Lo Yichulin, but it should be a carbon. So the answer is not really relying on it, because you're saying explicitly Lo Yoichalach. So we're not really relying on the Meklal Avat HaShemahein. Says Gemara, Haytana Savarla Kremeir Bechada Upalig Ale Bechada. This Tana holds like Reb Meir in one halacha, and he argues on him in another. Savarla kvasei b'chad, he holds like him by one, delesle meklal avat HaShemahein, he does not hold the meklal avat HaShemahein, but upala galei b'chad, he argues on him by one, b'karben, regarding the carbon. Let's see the Ran. The Ran divrei hamaschal lachulin loy oichalach. No, the Ran. The Ran that says v'kashalon v'halesle l'rameir meklal avata shemeihin. We're asking on the Mishnah la karban loy oichalach. Why would it be usur? But you're basically saying it should not be a karban. What I'm not going to eat from you, but what I am going to be for eat from you should be a karban. But that's relying on Miklal Lavat Hashemahin, because Sakadai Tichta Mishem Hachi Rameir Oisa. The Gemara thought this is why Rameir Asers, Mishem Demashmale, La Karban Loi Karban, Bachi Kamar Loye Karban Mashal Loi Oicha Mishalach. It should not be a karban what I'm not going to eat from yours. Hamasha Oichal Yehe Karban, what I am going to eat from yours should be a karban. Bama Rabbi Abba, Nase Ka'oimer La Karban Yehe. Rabbi Abba said, it becomes like you say it should be a karban, therefore I'm not going to eat it. Dekivan de le karban mashma. Since le karban is mashma, le karban, it can mean to a karban. Umashma loy karban, and it's mashma, it shouldn't be a karban. Bechol duchta v'duchta, in every situation, mefarshinan, we explain it, lishna begavna, a language, in a way, dematzi chayel nidre, that the nether could be chal. V'hacha mefarshinan, here we'll explain it, d'hachi kamer, this is what the guy's saying. La karban yehe, it should be a karban, l'fikach lo yoychalach, therefore I'm not going to eat it. Hachanami, we should say, not lichulin, it should be chulin, but rather loy chulin, it should not be chulin, and therefore I'm not going to eat it. Lema loy chulin lahave, kolay mer ela karban, lefikach loy ochalach. Deisle lefrushe, leman de omer, de lechulin hacha, de loy chulin kamer. Here we'll explain that la chulin means it should not be chulin, so that the nether will be chal. That's the first answer. The first answer is the Tana of our Mishnah holds like Rav Meir that we don't say Miklal Avat Hashem Mehein, but he does not agree to Rav Meir regarding that we say that the second statement interprets the first statement, and it's one long statement of it should be a karban, therefore I'm not going to eat it. We won't apply that here, that it should not be chulin, but rather karban, and therefore I'm not going to eat it. Rav Ashi, Amar Rav Ashi says another answer. Again, the question is, if this Rai says Rav Meir, then why do we say la chulin, lo yoichalach mutter? We should interpret it should not be chulin, and therefore I'm not going to eat it. Says the Gemara, Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi says, because you're mispronouncing it. You're not using a Gemara with Nekudais. You see, when I was a kid, and dinosaurs roamed the planet Earth, they didn't even have art scroll. You know that? It's unbelievable. This was still after Ravina and Rav Ashi composed the Gemara when I was a kid, but it was before Madura Schattenstein. And we used to use Cincino. And when you use Cincino, you realize that the Aramaic is easier than the English. So you learn how to learn Gemara. Because, you know, you don't know Queen's English, archaic English. So you have to actually try to figure it out. And then the art scroll came out, you know, but I was already in high school. So, but why am I telling you that? Oh, because nowadays, even though not only is there art school, and my kids, you see, they could give them Gemaras with Nekudos in it. With Nekudos in it, can you imagine? So we don't have Nekudos. That's what we read at Lachulin. So if it says Lachulin, it could be interpreted Loichulin. But it should not read Lachulin, it should be Lichulin. Lichulin means it is Chulin. So since it is Chulin, you can't interpret it. It is Chulin, therefore I'm not going to eat it. What the only way to interpret is, it is chulin what I'm not going to eat from you. Maybe what I am going to eat from you is a carbon, but that's already miklal lavata shemehen, which Rameir doesn't hold up. It says, Gemara, Vashi Amar, Hada Amar, lichulin. The Braisa we're talking about lechulin. When the Mishnah said la karban lo yoichalach, and we wanted to extrapolate, well, in a case of la chulin lo yoichalach, we should interpret it similarly. We would, if the nekuda was la chulin, that like in that Mishnah, but in our Braisa the nekuda is lechulin. Rav Ashi Amar Hada Amar lechulin, v'Hada Amar la chulin. The mashma la chulin is mashma. Loi lahavi chulin ela kakarben, but in our brisa the nekuda is lichulin. Says the holy Ran, Rav Ashi Amar Hada Amar lichulin Hada Amar loi lichulin. Kolamer kula brisa ameir. You don't have to say it's going like a Tana who agrees by one thing and disagrees about the other. No, the Tana of our brisa agrees entirely to Rameir, to both of Rameir's shitas. He agrees we don't say mikla lavat hashmeihin, and he would theoretically agree to this principle of nasa koimer. V'hadik tani seifa lechulin loy oichalach mutter ma'ir d'amer lechulin b'shva tachas halamid hokach leka lemeimar loy chulin kamer. It can't mean it's not chulin. May amrit, what are you going to say? Chulin yehe. It should be chulin mashal oichal, that which I'm not going to eat from you. Ha mashal oichal, but that which I am yehe kekarbon, that it should be a carbon. Well, that's not going to do you any good either, because Rameir does not hold the meklal lavatar shemayahin. Less slay the Rameir, Mekla Lavata Shemehin. Hada Amar Lachulin, the other case of Lachulin, Kalamir Bepata Chalamid, Umay the Amar Avashi, that which Avashi said, Hada Amar Lav, Hada Amar, when he says Hada Amar Lav Dafka, because there is no case of La. The Braisa is Le, and the la is a theoretical extrapolation from the case of la karban. So the ha lav braisahi ela hachi kamra ha de bos la mitzar, that which you want to aser umedamisla and compare it la hach de la karban la yochalach kushta kaamrit. It's true. If you taka said la chulin, then we would aser la chulin lo yehe loy aichalach la chulin belamid pesucha. Okay, new Gemara. Okay, a few things you gotta know about this Gemara. And Jay, a lot of things you have to know. There's one Hashem. Hashem created the world. There's no other Hashem. But in terms of what you need to know for this, is a carbon shlamim before your zoyrek the dam is asur to eat. And the reason it's asur, it's kachem. So it's davar hanidar. Okay, once you sprinkle the blood, you're allowed to eat it. There's still going to be things you can't eat. For example, Temeim can't eat it, and the Matnas Kuhuna are only permitted to the Kohanim. We're now going to talk about a process of Nadarm called Hatfasa. Hatfasa is you don't say this should be a carbon, you don't say this should be Asr. You say it should be like something else that was already a Davar Hanidar, something that you say that the item, my steak in front of me, should be Usr like something else that was Usr through a nether. Now what if you say it should be Usr like a shlamim that the blood was sprinkled? So Gemara says, give me a break. If you said it like that, then a shlamim that the blood was sprinkled is mutter. Right? But what if you didn't quite say it like that? What if there was meat of a shlamim in front of you that the blood was sprinkled, and you said, my steak should be like that? Well, do you mean, well, that's mutter, so this is mutter? Or do you mean, like that is fundamentally, and fundamentally that's a shlamim. It happens to be the blood is sprinkled, but what it is in essence is a shlamim. So, and a shlamim is asr ba'achila. Now that shlamim happens to be mutter. But I said like that, and that in essence is asr. So the Ran's going to ask, well, even if you mean like that is now, maybe it should still be Usr. Because that now is Usr to Temeim. And the Chaz of a Shaykh is Usr to everyone. So the Ran says a Gavaldig Lamdas. You ready? The Lamdas is that when whatever Isr there is after the sprinkling of the blood is not Davar HaNidar. It's just an Isr. You see, when you make a Neder, it's Kachim. When you sprinkle the blood, it's paka. that Isser Kachim leaves. Any Yisurim that remain, let's say Asr Tetmeim and Asr Dechaz V'Shag Azad, that's Stam in Isser Torah. It's not Asir Neder. So it's not Davar HaNadar, it's Davar HaAsr. That's the Gevaldig Alamdas, okay? So that's why the Shaila is, do you mean like that is fundamentally and it would be Asr? Or do you mean like that is now and it's Mutter? Now it still has Isser, that Isser is irrelevant because that's not Davar HaNidar, it's Davar HaAsr. So the Gemara has a Shaila like this. Tahar, V'tame, Noisar, Upigal, Asr, Boy Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama asked, Hare alai kebasar zivchei shlamim la'achar zrikas damim mahu. Rami Bar Chama asks, behold, this is upon me, like the basar of shlamim after zrikas damim. Behold, this is upon me, like the meat of the karbanos shlamim after the blood was sprinkled. What's the din? Says Gemara, Idekamar, Bahadin Lishan. If you said that exact language, Behetera Kamafis. You're being Matfis in a Davra Heter. Elakagoin, then you know what the case is? The Machis Basar Zivch Shlamim. You have the meat of a Shlamim lying in front of you. Umachis the Hetera Gabe. And you have the meat of a Davra Heter in front of you. Va'amra Zekhozen. You say this should be like that. Mai, what do you mean? Be Karai Kamafis? Are you being Matfis from that item, what that item is fundamentally, and fundamentally that item is a davar hanidar? Oy behetera kamatfis. Or are you being matfis in a davar heter? Because right now that item is mutter because it's after zrikas damim. Says the Ran, behetera kamatfis. Dechsiv v'dam zivachecha. This is five lines on the bottom. The blood of your karbonos, yishafech, you pour the hadar and then the habasar teicha. The machis basar zavach shalom kameh. We're talking about the blood, the meat of a shalom is in front of you. Achaz rikas damim. After you sprinkle. Umachis dehetera gabe. Umachis dehetera. And it's lying in front of you, heter meat. Gabe. Gabe kikar shel heter. So you have one meat of shlamim where the blood was sprinkled, and one meat of heter shlamim. Bi karai kamadfis, bi surai shahaya kaidim zrikas damai. Are you being mafis in the isra before the zrikas dam, or in what it is now? Comes the Ran, and the Ran asks, vika de kashale. Some ask, afilu tim sulaima de betera kamadfis. Even if you want to say that you're being mafis beheter, Kolaymar shehei kazem mamish, that this should have the status of that. Demachas kame that lies before you. Akati litzer, it should still be aser. Da aser letmeim, it's aser to tmeim. Machmas nidrei. And v'sukasha va'ikanami chaz v'shoik she aser lazarim. Machmas nidrei. But says Ranul didi loy kasha di machmas nidrei. If it would be aser because of your neder raya hayshei aser, then taka, it would be aser lakoil. Dehu ha akdeshev asriya kuliyama. The Ran says, I'll prove to you the iser now is not machmas nidrai, but it's just an iser ba'alma. Because it was aser machmas nidrai, it should be aser to everyone. Ela delabasa zrikas damim, after the sprinkling of the blood, paka le nidrai. The nether is paka. The asura de tmeim, and the isur to tmeim or the chaz of a shoyk lazarim lav mishum nidrahu. It's not because of neder. The achi haya asur kol, then it would be asur to everyone. Ela isura hu derami rachman alei. It's just a Torah isur that they placed on you. Okay, that's the lamdas of the Ran. It's an Isser, the Isser Shlamim is an Isser Kodshim, and that's the Kodshim is an Isser Neder, Davar HaNador.
All Isser Kodshim are Davar HaNador versus this specific Isser of the name.
Kodshim is a form of prohibition that a person creates with his Dibor. So it's Davar HaNador. that the Yisurim that come after the Zrikas Hadam, that's Stam and Isur Torah. Some to Tmeim, some to Zarim. If it was a Davar Anadar, it would be Asur Lakhal. No, there's no... I don't think there's an Isser Chaz of a Sheik before. I'm not sure, but I don't think there's an Isser Chaz of a Sheik before.
It's just
Davar Anadar. L'chaya.
What is he gaining by saying after throwing the blood? If he wants to completely prohibit it, just don't throw in throwing things.
Ah, good. So that's why the Gemara revamps. The guy is not saying, I want my steak to be usher like that after the splinking of the blood, because if that's what he said, there's no neder at all. It's just talking about there's a shlamim standing in front of him. It happens to be you sprinkled the blood of that shlamim, and you say, my steak should be like that piece of meat. Do you mean like that piece of meat is fundamentally, and therefore it's referring to its state before you sprinkled the blood? Or do you mean the way my piece of meat should be like that meat is right now, and right now that piece of meat is mutter, so therefore you don't mean to make another? Okay, shkoyach everyone. Good night, bracha v'atzlacha. I have a wedding tomorrow night, that's why we, shkoyach, kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.